Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and take control of these airwaves. Toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. As we will take your phone calls about anything, that is the point of the program. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
So to start things out here this evening, there's a lot in the news. And Mark, you've got some particularly outrageous stories. One of them about a woman going to jail over flowers. We'll explain what that means in a moment. But first, we go to George calling from Florida. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Lines. Hello, George.
Hey, what's up, Ian?
Hey.
Mark?
What's on your mind, dude?
Yeah, first, as someone who worked for the government for 8 years, one, I don't want people forced into that crap right there. It's the same thing with the with Army soldiers. Don't want to work with people who don't want to be there. That's insane.
Oh, you're talking about national service?
Yeah, I was like, I'm halfway through the podcast. I always get it like a day or two late because I can't really listen live hardly ever.
Yeah, we spent a good portion of the show on Saturday night talking about national service. For those just tuning in who missed that, the proposal is still on the table, and you'll likely hear more about it in the future, where the U.S. federal government wants to get everybody to come to work for it for a certain period of time. Anyway, go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, and as someone who's been working for them for the longest time, does that mean I already get free college or something like that? Not that I'd really, you know, take it on the taxpayers' dime, but you know, you get my point, right?
Yeah, sure.
And there's two other things. That's pretty quick. One, almost got killed today at all over beach. Jellyfish stung me right across my back.
Oh wow!
Yeah, that's bad.
I just found out. I was like, it felt like razor blades or something like that. I was just swimming out there. And all of a sudden, I just felt like this thing across my back and a bit on my left bicep. And I was like, I'm running back to the trying to swim as fast as I can. Because I'm like, what the hell is this thing?
It doesn't stop either, you know? You don't stop touching it, and then it stops stinging you.
Well, the barb was in there. Was the barb deposited inside you? I mean,
No. It was a light sting. I was fortunate that it was just like a minor, minor graze. But I was just like, I guess my reaction on me just jumping out of the water practically, even though
oh my gosh.
I was like 5.5 feet deep in it. Like, anyway, first sting ever. I was like,
hopefully you're last. That is awful.
Yeah, and given that it's Hollover Beach, you know the new beach, I'm just glad it wasn't in a more sensitive area of my body.
Oh, you know what? I was thinking stingray for a moment. You said jellyfish. That's why I asked about the barb.
Yeah,
I don't think jellyfish have barbs.
I don't even
barbs.
Think there was barbs, no.
Yeah, I was wondering about what you were referring to, too, but I wasn't going to come out and say,
no,
jellyfish
I was remembering
don't have
back
barbs?
When,
what do I know?
No, I was remembering back when I was a kid, and you know, we went out to the beach, and my dad got nailed by a stingray, and that was not fun. Mm-hmm. Not fun at all.
I'd say that's probably worse.
Yeah. Every time I think stingray, I think Steve Irwin.
So are you? Anyway. So then, would you be exaggerating? I mean, are they saying that you almost died? What are the odds?
I don't know. I mean, it freaked me out to no end. Right
sure,
now,
sure.
I'm still like a little shaken by that. You know, I admit it's probably it's a bit hyperbolic, but I was like, ow!
That's how you do around here.
That'll make somebody want to stay indoors in the pools. You know, that'll be the last trip for a lot of people to the beach.
I'll probably still go back out. It was starting to get dark a bit, and I think that's probably what it is. They come closer to shore when it starts to get dark. But anyway,
well, it could have been worse. It's good that you're still here. So, what else was on your mind?
Yeah, on behalf of the CIA and the federal government, to some thefts that you know the one that always causes the crazy things.
Yeah, the crazy lady.
We apologize for dragging her into MK Ultra.
Thanks for the call tonight, George. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hopefully he's not going to summon her with that phone call. But you never know who will call at 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. So apparently, Mark, selling flowers has led one woman to a jail cell. You know that story?
Yeah, it just seems to get closer and closer to...
Now, this is happening in communist China, right? This is where, you know, business is very restricted. It is just an absolutely totalitarian place. Where is this, Guangzhou?
You'd think that this would be the Soviet Union with, somebody trying to flex their capitalist muscles. And
Shanghai, right?
Yeah,
Shanghai?
Yeah. No, I'm afraid it's not. It's Utah.
Oh.
A day once existed in America when a woman like Dina Long Christensen, 44,
three
would have
names.
Been celebrated.
She's a killer.
What's that?
She's a killer. She deserves it. She's got three names.
She'd have been admired for her can-do spirit and held up as a role model for others. That day has sadly passed. Now, Long Christensen and others like her are treated in the New America as criminals to be fined and jailed. Her crime? Dina Long Christensen was discovered selling flowers from her home. A struggling entrepreneur? She was unceremoniously trundled off to jail over
wow.
a dispute with the authorities who accused her of not having acquired the proper permits to start and operate her small business.
There are your papers, woman!
Can't in other words,
these flowers.
She didn't obtain the government's permission to have her own business, any kind of business, in the first place.
Gosh.
Land of the free.
This is it, man. I mean, there are so many people out there that think we're being, speaking of hyperbole, that we're being hyperbole. Oh, there's no gun in the room. What are you talking about? Oh, yes, there is. There's always a threat of violence when it comes to the government. And we've talked about how if people who are getting businesses, opening businesses up, don't jump through their arbitrary hoops and pay their bribes, which they call licensing fees, then men with guns will come and they will take you into and put you into a cage if you insist on continuing to do business. Usually, the threats are enough to scare people into getting the license fees. Usually, if somebody actually sets up a business without getting a license fee, they'll come around and they'll threaten the person. You know, they're not going to usually arrest them right out the gate. They don't want to be seen as doing this sort of thing. But if you are told by the government people, hey, you're supposed to have this business license in order to sell these flowers, and you persist in selling the flowers after they've warned you however many arbitrary times they decide is appropriate to warn you, they will make a violent move in your direction, and that could result in you being caged. And this is what happened.
Yep. Long Christensen's case is just one latest in a long string of cases of attacks on liberty and an oppressive government that has hamstrung people and eliminating choices until a once-free society will be bound within a straitjacket of rules, regulations, laws meant to limit instead of protect, social engineering schemes, and a burgeoning, mindless bureaucracy that has become so overbearing that Franz Kafka himself would be shocked.
Yeah.
Over the past decade, outrageous episodes of innocent citizens' encounters with authorities have filled daily newspapers. The 12-year-old girl who was handcuffed because of eating a candy bar comes to mind. I'm not familiar with that one. And so do dozens of other similar cases across the country.
One of my favorites is I think it was 70-year-old woman who was physically attacked by the police because she had a brown lawn.
Justice in America is vanishing fast and being replaced by civil courts that have become adept at interpreting laws in such a way to manipulate them to their own advantage.
Absolutely. Just as an aside on that point, just to give you an example of how shoddy these courts are, and what the joke is essentially that they're running on people. It's this big scam. I mean, even by their own laws, they're not following their own rules. They'll just charge people with whatever arbitrary stuff, and even if they have no case, or even if their case is just full of holes, they'll just push on forward because they know that most people don't want to take the time to look into it. They don't want to, you know, go to court. They don't want to defend themselves. They don't want to, you know, refuse to take the plea deal. So all kinds of people are copping pleas to charges that don't even really fit what their situation was. We were out at court this morning. Every week here in Keene, New Hampshire, there's regular court outreach that goes on Monday and Wednesday mornings. We're looking to expand that to include Tuesdays as well. But to go to arraignments, to hand out don't take the plea deal flyers. And we were also there this morning to support one of the local activists, Steve, who was intending on going with a not guilty to take a parking ticket to trial. Well, Steve was explaining that they actually wrote down on the ticket the wrong RSA number. Like, they put, you're supposed to put down what you violated. And what they wrote on his ticket was that he violated some RSA that has to do with the employment of bureaucrats. They're just so sloppy. More coming up. You take control. We'll talk more about this flower lady here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenFacts, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
With so much economic confusion, who can you trust for straight talk? For years, author and investor Peter Schiff has been in the front of the pack, pointing out the insanity while offering real investment solutions. Now, all of Peter's videos, articles, and TV appearances are compiled into a free email, the EP Weekly Digest, which contains the fresh insights by Peter and other EuroPac voices, like the hard-charging Mike Pinto. To subscribe, please go to epweeklydigest.com, epweeklydigest.com.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig is competitively priced. Comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to survivalsproutbank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at survivalsproutbank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. That is, if you've gotten your permission slip from the government in order to call in first. Otherwise, they may arrest you and put you in a cage. Well, they haven't gone that far yet, but we will continue the story here of this woman jailed for selling flowers in a moment. 800-259-9231.
That is the toll-free number. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where you can enjoy various different features and enjoy them for free. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their websites. Ours, we give away. So go to freetalklive.com, and you'll have access to things like the Shrine of Female Listeners, where there are a number of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing that they are listeners of the program. Over the last several days, we've added a couple new Shriners, including Jamie and Andrea, to the Shrine. So go to shrine.freetalklive.com, see that, and if you're a lady listener, you can get details on how to be part of the Shrine. As we continue here, 800-259-9231. Let's wrap this story up and get to your calls and your thoughts about what you want. But welcome to America. This is how it goes. If you want to start your own business, if you're feeling entrepreneurial-minded, and you want to get out there and offer a product and service to the marketplace, and you're still under the mistaken presumption that this is in any way, shape, or form a so-called free country. I know, that's what they teach you when you're growing up. It's the mantra that that they repeat over and over again to get you to believe it. But in this case, Mark, and this was in Utah, a woman was selling flowers from her home, which is, that's a fine idea, running a business from your home. You lower the costs of doing business significantly.
America was built by people who were living over their businesses. I mean, this is common. And it's, you know, I understand why it's more aesthetically pleasing, I guess, to some folks for people to run their businesses, you know, separate from their homes, or they want to be away from their businesses or whatever.
Well, location can be important for some businesses, and that's why you want to run it away from your home. I mean, if you're going to be in a shopping mall or something like that, there's a reason to be away from your home, but there's also plenty of reasons to be in your home because you're not paying rent,
yep.
And that's a huge cost.
This is from KSL5 News. It was a shocking experience for Dina Long Christensen sitting in a cell in the Salt Lake County Jail for nearly 2 weeks.
God.
Among people charged with serious crimes.
Yep.
Her cellmate, for example, was spending time on charges of aggravated assault. Christensen's crime? Selling flower baskets from her home. Instead of being further in shock, it was like, there's something wrong with our country, said the West Jordan woman. Long Christensen, 44.
I'm sorry it took her this long to figure it out.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry that it has to take people a personal experience, or at least a dear family member or friend, them having a similar experience. But something very close. Something has to, it's like the guns of government have to strike close before somebody will finally wake up and realize what is going on.
Right. You know, people are hearing my voice right now saying we don't live in a police state. They're saying, oh, no, that's these guys and their police state nonsense. They're saying this doesn't happen, but For Dina Long Christensen, 44, she was sent to jail by a justice of West Jordan's municipal court after a dispute over whether she had the proper permits under zoning law to operate her small nursery business out of her home. She knows it's a police state.
Yep.
A four-month investigation by KSL-TV discovered Long Christensen's case is but one of several examples of questionable activities inside city-run justice courts, which operate outside the purview of the state's judiciary. Critics of the justice courts cite examples of judges issuing random rulings, sidestepping normal rules of jurisprudence, and sometimes doling out harsh punishments for relatively minor infractions.
Well, they've got to send a message, Mark.
What's that?
Harsh punishments, and they need to send a message.
Yeah,
it is very important that you beg permission from these government bureaucrats and get their permission slip before you can do a business. What do these people think they're doing? Just starting businesses without asking permission from government bureaucrats? I mean, the gall, the hubris of these men and women who think they can just go out and offer a product or service on a consensual basis to other human beings? Who do they think they are anyway? This is America, damn it!
Right. Well,
you need permission.
Yeah, right. And, you know, at one point or another, people would have said that this is the land of the free. And I think a lot of people do still say it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd like to see some evidence.
It's just PR.
Is it freer than other countries? Yep, freer than some other countries.
That's right. You
is
might
it
need
freer
two
than
permits
all of
somewhere
them?
Else.
What's that?
You might need two permits in a different country.
Right. Well, it's absolutely true that in some countries it's much more difficult to open your own business. As I understand, in India, it can be impossible to get all the permitting.
In a lot of places,
basically because it's a bribe-based culture. But
this is no different, though.
Right. Well, getting permits really are just institutionalized bribes.
Right. It's officially, official bribery. Yeah, I like that, institutionalized. That's good.
Yeah. That's all there is to talk about Dina. And her.
So, 2 weeks was it, and then she's out?
Well, yeah. I mean, she thought she had the right permits.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't have the right permits as far as they were concerned.
What the second one would be. Like, if she gets out, because usually when you get in trouble with the state, the second time you get in trouble, it's worse, right? Because they want to teach you a lesson. And if you didn't learn the first time, they'll amp it up. So what if Dina were to get out of jail, go ahead and get herself some more flowers, and go out in front of the city courthouse or the city commissioners or whatever, and sell some flowers in their face? Then what would they do to her?
It's not going to go well, I can assure you. They've already tossed her in jail for 2 weeks for selling flowers from her home. She owns the property. I mean, she thought she was properly permitted.
She thought she owned the property. See, ownership suggests control. The idea of ownership is that you control whatever it is that you own. You get to decide what to do with it. Well, clearly she doesn't own the property, right? Because if she owned the property, she'd be able to do things that are peaceful, like selling flowers. It's not like she had a noisy rock band playing in her front yard and was annoying the neighbors or something like that.
It could be it could very well be that neighbors noticed an increase in traffic or something like that. During the day,
poor babies.
During the day, you're talking about people are generally away from home at work.
Go live in a damn deed restricted neighborhood. I'm so tired of people that complain about the little things their neighbors do.
Everything that their neighbors do. I mean, there are people out there that just care about everything that goes on their street. You know, if you deviate any way from the norm, they've got something to say about it. They'll call the law. And at some point or other, the law gets tired of getting their calls. But until then, it's like the gal on Bewitched, Gladys. She'd come across the street, borrow some sugar all the time. She wanted to know what's going on. Just couldn't leave well enough alone.
So your thoughts are welcome at 800-259-9231. Of course, inevitably the question arises with a situation like this. For people that maybe are brand new to the show tonight, tuning in for the very first time, you hear this story and you think, well, what do you do about this? Because these regulations are in place all across the country. Now, they may not be the exact same. They're not boilerplate necessarily. So what is regulated as far as flower sales in Utah may not be regulated in Arizona. But in general, there are many businesses and types of work that are licensed work that the government has decided to create some sort of board, and that they've given them all control and power over what is and what is not appropriate, for people that want to do business in these areas to do, and they create arbitrary rules.
Even just how they want to live their lives in their homes.
But what do you do about it? I mean, so you've identified this is a problem. This woman had to go to jail because she dared to sell her own flowers from a house. So what do you do? 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. I can answer that coming up here in a little bit, but love to have your thoughts, especially if you support jailing the woman for the selling the flowers. Do you? Really? Do you? It's Free Talk Live.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all natural antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find there free. You can go there and see things like our archives that go way back. The archives go all the way back to late 2006. And all you have to do is click and download. In fact, if you want, you can sign up for the podcast too, and then they'll be delivered automatically to you upon release. So go get the details and listen in for free over at freetalklive.com. The archives, by the way, brought to you by HostGator.
Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70% off, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com. Click Become a Member on the left-hand side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. I've been through the process. I've been to their offices. I've checked them out. These are good folks. It's meds.freetalklive.com. It doesn't matter whether it's Zetia, Nexium, Lipitor, Amplify, Boniva, Viagra, or Cialis. It's meds.freetalklive.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. We will continue here to take your phone calls. And just to give you a quick recap, what happened in Utah was a woman spent 2 weeks in jail because she dared to sell flowers without a permit. She didn't ask her master's in government for a business permit first and tried to operate a business out of her home. So they came and threatened her. And presumably she continued operating her business because, well, she thought she was a free person. See?
she fell for that. That you know, the propaganda essentially that tells all Americans as they're growing up over and over again how free they are. So she believed it, and she acted like it.
She went and got the permits that she thought that she needed.
Oh, really? Yeah, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, she went and apparently, like, there was a dispute over which permits she needed.
Oh, geez.
And so this is even... everybody will say that, you know, we live in the freest country on Earth, and then at the same time, they'll run off to ask the government if they can do, you know, X, Y, or Z on their property.
So her mistake was that she... thought she understood what the law was, right? Like, it's instead of just taking their word for it, because, you know, bureaucrats will lie, or they'll just be misinformed,
right?
Well, and they could tell you that you need X, Y, and Z, and you might look at the law, and you might say, well, no, this says I only need X, and so that was maybe what the argument was over, was some sort of...
That, or maybe one bureaucrat told her she needed one thing, and another bureaucrat told her she needed something else. This, you know, it can get very complicated. If you call the, as I understand it, if you call the IRS and their helpline, and you ask them, a test has been done on this. If you ask them ten of the most frequent questions, they'll get them wrong 50% of the time.
It's 40%, but yes, last I heard, I believe it was 40, but nonetheless, big mistakes on their part. So, to your phone calls, your thoughts. Sid is in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sid.
Hey guys, how are you tonight?
Hey Sid, what's on your mind?
I think I've got your lady beat. The lady with the flowers, I mean.
All right.
How's that?
Now,
if
that's even possible. But let me throw out my story, and I'll let you decide.
Okay.
Okay. 3 o'clock in the morning, my neighbor comes to... I have a driveway that's a third of a mile long. My neighbor wakes me up in the middle of the night. She's locked herself out of her house. I'm sorry. She walked out of her house to go to work in the middle of the night and left her car keys and her house keys in the house.
Okay.
She walks down my driveway, wakes me up, gets her keys that I've been keeping for her, and she keeps mine for 25 years.
Okay.
It isn't 25 minutes later that the banging at my door, and it's now 3:30 in the morning.
Sure. You've probably gone back to sleep.
Oh, yeah. Well, I had not only gone back to sleep, I had just gotten into that REM again.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so I'm totally, I don't even know where I am.
Oh,
I just know that I'm not happy. I go to the door, and I think, and I'm just going to bleep out what I said. But I basically said, are you out of your freaking mind?
Yes.
Loud. And I screamed it at the sweetest lady who is my age. She's in her 50s. And knowing I was going to have to apologize. The next thing I know, I've got four guns in my face.
What?
Yeah. My county sheriffs. The neighbor across the street, who is one of these people that believes that, you know, the Walmart thing they're doing with, you know, if you see something,
you
call
see
someone.
Something, say something.
Yeah. Yes. Well, he has called the police. He's called them on me, thinking that what he saw... me walking down my driveway at 3 in the morning was actually heard walking down my driveway. The police have now come in my driveway, and here's the bad part. I scared them when I went to my door because I screamed at them, and they were...
So you opened it. Hold on, before you continue the story. You swing the door open expecting it to be the neighbor, and you're upset at her, and she's not even with them. There's just
no,
cops
no, no.
at the door.
Yeah, she's already gone to work.
Right.
They're now getting there to my house, which also tells you the problem is that if there is a problem, they're not going to be there in time to help me.
No, it took them half an hour.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
This is generally the case if you have a driveway that's a third of a mile long. You live in a place where the cop's response time is something like 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't matter if you live in a city.
Well, it
sometimes.
Is whatever it is because they'll make it whatever it is, right?
Sure.
And I've come to learn that through this. What happened is they were in my garage, in my locked garage. They were snooping.
Yeah, that's.
And I caught them.
Like they're breaking the law, but who's going to enforce it, right?
So as soon as I start to understand that I've got guns in my face, right? I'm like, "What the hell are you doing in my garage?" And they start to explain the story why they're there. I was like, I explained to them what happened, and then I said to them, "What are you doing in my garage?" Well, they put their guns away by now. Right.
That's nice of them. And I think it's interesting how somebody yelling at them from a door they just beat on scares them to the point that they have to pull guns.
I'm in a robe. I'm in a robe. You know,
as if this isn't the expectation of somebody who does this at 3:30 in the morning.
It gets worse.
If you knock on the door, isn't that what you would expect, is to have somebody yelling? If you bang on the door, that somebody's going to yell at you.
At 3 in the morning or whatever?
Yeah. Well, this is, you know, now, of course, I explained to him what's going on. Here's where it gets worse, guys. When I explained to him that I've been keeping my neighbor's keys for 25 years in case it was a lockout, you know, they told me what I was doing was illegal.
Excuse me?
You bet. Well, what happened was I caught him in my garage. You know, this is in retrospect. The next day I'm figuring this up.
Yeah.
I caught him in my garage, in my locked garage. So they.
Were doing was illegal.
You bet. You bet. And when I caught him doing that, all of a sudden they were transferring the guilt onto me.
What was their claim as far as what exactly was illegal about keeping keys for your neighbor? Is that what they were claiming was illegal?
Yeah. You know, guy, I don't know. This is already a couple years ago because I've got that. That's what started to alert me to the police state. And I have two more stories that I'll do real quick. But on that story, to finish that story up, their thing was that if that person up there needed help, that they should call their family members or a policeman,
the neighbor.
Well, yeah. Okay, so
the police are going to help you get in your home.
It's legal for you to keep keys at your family at a family member's house, but it's not legal for you to keep keys at a next door neighbor's house.
Did I beat the lady with the flowers?
It's a bizarre story.
You didn't go to jail though.
You didn't spend 2 weeks in jail.
Well, no, actually, guy, that's where the other stories come into play.
Oh boy.
Yeah. But now I got to admit, I made a mistake on, and I'll just go to the third story. The second story isn't that important.
It's you're gonna have to tell it quick though, because
I will very fast. I'm walking into a Sam's Club. At the same Sam's Club I go to all the time. I smile at a fella that I smiled at many times before. He looks at me and tells me my mother's an F and B.
What? Mm-hmm.
Yes. I look at the guy and I say, and I'm disabled. I am so not a threat to anybody. He says this to me 5 more times before I punch his teeth down his throat. There's my mistake. Right?
Yeah.
Is this a Walmart employee?
Yes.
How bizarre.
He's actually part of Walmart security, which I did not know who he was. I just known I had seen the fella there. I didn't know what his job was. Undercover, a crime prevention.
Yeah, sure, loss control.
Yeah, right. So he hits me back. I hit him a second time. You want me to hold?
I'll tell you what, we'll bring you back for this one here in a moment. At 800.
Sure, a lot of punching going on.
We've got to wrap it up quick because other folks want to get on here. At 800-259-9231, you can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your furnace need repair? Your house need cleaning? Or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen or bath. Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, now it's easy to find the right home pro for the project. Go now and log on to homepro123.servicemagic.com. Service Magic is a free online resource with instant access to top-rated remodelers, maids, handymen, painters, and many other contractors in your area. Just go to homepro123.servicemagic.com. Service Magic has a network of licensed and insured contractors in hundreds of home improvement categories. If you need a painter, electrician, plumber, architect, or any other home service, then you need to visit homepro123.servicemagic.com. Today, it's easy, it's free, and it's the source to find neighbor-recommended contractors. Now you can hire a pre-screened home pro with confidence. Go to homepro123.servicemagic.com. It's quick, it's free, and there's no obligation. Go to homepro123.servicemagic.com.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with Extendivite.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What bothers you most about menopause? Is it the hot flashes? Waking up at night drenched in sweat? How about the mood swings or putting on weight? Tens of thousands of women have turned to Amberen to get relief from their menopause symptoms. Will Amberen work for you too? The only way to find out is to give it a try. That's why we're giving every woman who calls today a complimentary risk-free trial of Amberen with a 30-day supply free. Amberen is all natural, and its safety and effectiveness is backed by published clinical studies. Do you want a life without hot flashes, night sweats, or mood swings? Want to lose weight, sleep great, and have more energy? We've made trying Amberen completely risk-free, and you get a 30-day supply free. All you have to do is make the call. To claim your complimentary risk-free trial of Amberen, visit GetAmberen.com or call 1-800-647-9277. That's 1-800-647-9277. 1-800-647-9277.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line at 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free. So head on over there and enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, and bring more internet listeners on board as well, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up there for as little as $3 a month, and you get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only forum, and more. That's amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue quickly here with Sid, he was telling us a story about being in a Sam's Club where one of the loss control agents apparently provoked him.
Loss control.
Unfortunately, yeah. Well, Sam was the one who lost, or Sid, rather, was the one who lost control by Sam punching the man.
Sounds like that guy lost some control, too.
Well, the man was goading him verbally, but he never touched you, did he, Sid?
No. I hit him first.
Yeah, so
and
Sid
let
lost
me tell
control.
You, in retrospect, I know why, too. Not that it's pertinent to what we're talking about, but between the fourth time he said it and the sixth time he said it, I shut down. I didn't hear anything else. I don't remember anything until I saw him with his lips split open and
and he was talking about your mama.
Oh, anyway. Yeah. No, he said that, the things he said. Yeah. I'd even asked for help in between number one and number six from the people that greet at the doors there, asked them to get security. Didn't know at the time that this was security.
Okay. So you jacked the guy,
yeah.
And then what happened?
Here's where the police problem comes. As we're waiting for I asked for them to call the police. They said they're going to call the police. The two greeters and the fellow that did this were of the same racial origins.
They had a connection of some sort. Go ahead.
And they start to tell how the story is going to go down as we're waiting for the police.
Oh, man.
The police didn't even ask me anything. Next thing I know, he's ripped my shoulder. He tore my shoulder out of its socket and threw me in jail.
Because the loss control people have rapport with him, they probably, calling frequently to report people that are stealing things, so he took their word for it, and it's pretty outrageous. Sid, thanks for the call tonight. We're going to move on here at 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves, and so great investigation on the part of the police there. Let's talk to Michael in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Michael. Michael? In Ohio. Oh, wait, he's gone. So let's try instead Donnie in Michigan. Donnie, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how you doing? I was wondering if you've heard of the, if either of you are familiar with the Zeitgeist movies?
Yes. Yes.
And particularly the newest one, the third one. Have you seen that?
Done some Ian's seen it. I've done some investigation into it. I haven't watched the whole thing yet, though.
Yeah, I was wondering, you know, your opinion on some of their ideas.
Well, okay. I think that Stefan Molyneux, by the way, really knocked it out of the park with his video on this. Stefan Molyneux from freedomainradio.com. He does video series as well on YouTube, and he reviewed this film in depth for about 20 minutes, and I think he really nailed it. But essentially, Zeitgeist, the new one, the third one, the first one is more of like a... First one is this kind of mix of conspiracy theory with very anti-organized religious sentiment. And, you know, it had its ups and downs, the downs mostly being the conspiracy theory part. And similarly, the third one, while it's devoid of most conspiracy theory, it is also a mix of, you know, they got a bunch of stuff right and they got a whole lot wrong.
The critiques on modern culture are very, very good. And then when they get into solutions, they talk about a
centrally planned robo-city thing?
Like a substance-based or...
Resource-based economy is what they call it.
Resource-based economy, which...
I like what Stefan Molyneux says. He calls it Marxism with robots.
It reminded me of the House of Tomorrow cartoons they used to have on Woody Woodpecker.
Well, you know, you've got to hand it to the guy for having a vision. Like, he sees all kinds of problems with society, and he goes down a list. In fact, I made some notes. I can pull that up here, but because I think, you know, we may end up talking about this with Stefan or something. He's issued some sort of invitation, but I probably shouldn't say more than that because it hasn't been nailed down. But essentially, they're right about a number of things in the film. And number one, you know, they are spot on when it comes to, as you say, Mark, in the beginning, they talk about humans and their influences, environment, nurture versus nature, and what leads people down the road to violence. And it's very, very anti-violence in the beginning, which is like, oh, great, this is a good beginning. These people understand that violence is undesirable. And so, you know, hopefully their solutions to society's problems won't involve institutionalized violence. And their solutions that they proposed to the problems they identified never actually got specific as to how they would be implemented, right? So they have this very grandiose idea of these concentric circles-based cities where robots will do 99% of the work, and they'll make the food, and they'll grow the food, and they'll, you know, manufacture things.
But you really got to ask yourself, how do the cities of today transform into these concentric circles of cities
that is not addressed
that will exist in the future? Apparently, they're just going to knock down the old ones and build new ones.
Well, I don't know, Mark. I mean, there's plenty of open space out there, right? So you could build a new city.
Please, go ahead.
There's a place in Florida called Rotunda where everything is in a
bunch of concentric circles. He lives in it, but
so is that true now, Mark? I looked at a satellite picture of it. It looked like it was much more populated than it used to be.
It has. I couldn't tell you how much it's grown in the last 4 or 5 years, but it was a relatively small burg when I was there.
So they were absolutely right about, and I've got my notes up here, the GDP, they talk about that and how it's, you know, basically a big scam, and nothing, it's a very inaccurate number, and they're right about that, and the economic system sucks, no doubt about it. They're correct on their critique of corporations being, you know, so influential in control of people's lives. They are, you know, definitely against the Federal Reserve System, which is absolutely right. I mean, the Federal Reserve System is a system that's based on essentially fleecing all of us to benefit the politically connected through the process of inflation and various other things that they can do, increasing the money supply. And unfortunately, though, the conclusion they draw from a lot of their correct, and they also claim to be against war, which is also good. But the conclusion that they draw from some of these things is very, very bad. Like, well, because they don't like the Federal Reserve System, and because the system of the economic system here is screwy, well, that must mean money is the problem. So, therefore, let's get rid of money. That's one of their big proposals.
Yes.
And it's all throughout the film.
Right, and this has been tried throughout the 20th century, and I believe before that, and in every case, you know, whether so the Soviet Union early on, or with the anarchists in Spain, it is all ended tragically. I mean, not just miserably, tragically. I'm talking about people dying, crops dying, you know, people not getting food, that kind of level of dying. I mean, money's it's a medium of exchange. People need to exchange things.
Yeah. So, I mean, I want to go on here because I've got some more notes, but, I mean, what about you? What are your thoughts on this?
Well, a lot of it sounded good, but, you know, I'm always leery about something that sounds too good, you know, and most of them were ideas I'd never heard before.
And, well, many of them are very, very communistic-sounding ideas, and I know that there's one part of the movie where they back away from that. This isn't Marxism, you know, this isn't socialism, we're against socialism, and we're against, you know, they kind of throw out these buzzwords, political buzzwords, that are very, you know, conservative, liberal, socialist, etc., and they claim
that. Made me wonder, where are they going with all this, you know? Because they kind of lost me when they were talking about property. That
I don't like that either.
Yeah, that's where it started to depart from. I don't know, sounding good to me.
And that's when it started sounding like, you know, a communist propaganda essentially. Yeah. And I realized that they're going to claim that's not what it is. It's just that's what it sounded like. So, hey, thanks for the call tonight. I'm glad you brought that up at 800-259-9231 because Zeitgeist has been quite the phenomenon as far as online videos go. It's been very well shared. It's been very well seen, and it deserves to be addressed. It's a well produced film. I mean, clearly the guy who makes the movies knows what he's doing. And so to go on to some of the things that they're, you know, absolutely wrong on is they have first of all, they're against property, they're against money in general. They believe that they can somehow iron these things out. They find them very undesirable, and they believe that they can iron them out of society. And what usually will end up happening is people will do it anyway. And, you know, even if you could create this concentric circles society where everything's run by robots, you may end up having people decide to find something to trade with one another anyway. And what do you do in that case?
Right. In prison, they eliminate money and they trade cigarettes.
Yep.
So, I mean, people are going to trade. And I think it's a great idea that people look at new ideas. They try things out in their own minds. But, you know, you've got to look at history, too. So when somebody makes a proposal, let's get rid of money, you need to look at this has been done before. How did it go? And the answer is it went really, really poorly.
Right. Well, and they probably got there through the imposition of violence, which brings me back to the question of how will they get to where they want to go, because they identify problems they see in society, and many of them are correct, and then they propose their solution, and they never get specific. Are they going to just persuade people to go out and move into their concentric circles-based cities, or are they going to try to take the reins of power and force everyone into it? Because it's one thing to voluntarily choose to live on a commune, and it's another thing to force people into it. 800-259-9231. We can talk more about Zeitgeist, and I realized I asked a question earlier that we never answered, so we'll do that too. More coming up. You take control. Free Talk Live.
One of the many imaginative graphic novels from BigHeadPress.com is Odysseus the Rebel, a new twist on an old story. This is not your daddy's Odysseus. BigHeadPress.com will help you spark imaginations and free minds with their enjoyable webcomics and graphic novels. Beautifully illustrated, inspirational stories will make your holiday gift-giving a mind-freeing experience that will be appreciated and enjoyed. Sample Odysseus the Rebel online before you buy at BigHeadPress.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.